Here we go with another miracle. And when he had called together his 12 disciples, he gave them authority over unclean spirits to cast them out and to heal every disease and every sickness. And these are the names of the 12 apostles. First, Simon, who is called Peter, and Andrew, his brother. Jacobus, now that name is translated James somehow in the King James. I don't know where they get the word James from. His name was Jacobus. Not James. There was no such word as James in Hebrew. As far back as we can find an English translation, you find James. Probably had something about going into Latin, but we can say the word Jacobus. If we couldn't say whatever his name was, we'd switch it to James. But Jacobus is easy to say. That's his name. Jacobus, the son of Zebedee, and John, his brother. Philip and Bartholomew. Thomas and Matthew, the tax collector, Jacobus, son of Alphaeus, and Levius, who is called Thaddeus, Simon the Canaanite. Now, Simon the Canaanite, word Canaanite refers to a terrorist organization, assassins, who were determined to get the Romans out of Canaan's land. So Jesus had at least one terrorist following him, or a former terrorist anyway. Simon the Canaanite and Judas Iscariot, who also betrayed him. And then he gives them instructions. These 12 Jesus sent out after he had instructed them, saying, "Don't go off on a road, or don't go away on a road to the Gentiles, and don't enter into a Samaritan city." Now think about that. Jesus is giving his disciples power to go heal the sick and raise the dead and cast out demons. He tells them all that. But don't go to any Gentiles, and don't go to any of those mixed people, the Samaritans, part Jew, part Gentile, all mixed up. Go only to Israelites. But go rather to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Now the reason he did that is because his job, Paul said, was to fulfill the promises that God made to the fathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Jesus didn't come to preach to Gentiles or Samaritans. He came to Israel. Paul said he was a minister to the circumcised nation, a minister to the Israelites, not to the Gentiles. Neither were his disciples. He told them not to go to us people outside of Israel. And there was a reason for that, as Paul said several times. First to the Jew, and when they reject it, then to the Gentiles. And as you go, you preach, saying, "The kingdom of heaven is at hand. Heal the sick, raise the dead, cleanse the lepers, cast out demons. Freely you have received this power. Freely give it." Don't charge anybody any money for this. "Provide for yourselves neither gold nor silver nor copper in your belts, nor a travel bag for the road, nor two cloaks, nor sandals, nor staves. The workman is worthy of his fare. God will take care of your needs as you go. But into whatever city or village you enter, find out who in it is worthy and stay there until you leave." Till you leave that city. "And when you enter into a house, greet it. And if the household is indeed worthy, let your peace come upon it. But if it is unworthy, let your peace return to you." You know, my father told me one time, he experienced something like that, where God sent him somewhere with the gospel, and it was rejected. And the peace of God came back to him. And he said it was a horrible feeling. It's a wonderful feeling when people receive the gospel and they feel the peace of God going into their hearts. But when it comes back on you, it's not a good feeling. It's a sad, heavy feeling. "And whoever does not receive you nor heed your words, as you leave that house or city, shake off the dust from your feet. Truly I tell you, it will be more tolerable for the land of Sodom and Gomorrah in the day of judgment than for that city. I am sending you as sheep in the midst of wolves. So be wise as serpents and innocent as doves.